an unhealthy climate at Merck.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. The nation's fifth largest drug maker has a plan to mix it up. The Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that Merck will announce a major restructuring this week. Thousands of jobs are said to be on the line. Now, Merck's stock has fallen 70% over the past 5 years, and this is an important week for the company with the Vioxx litigation on deck. Today, the judge overseeing most cases in state court will select the next plaintiffs. Tomorrow, the first trial in federal court begins. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer looks at what it means.
New Jersey Judge Carol Higbee wants the next plaintiff in state court to have taken Vioxx for at least 18 months because scientific studies show more heart problems in those patients.
That puts Merck in a somewhat awkward position when defending against a plaintiff who has taken Vioxx for 18 months or longer.
Howard Erickson of Seton Hall Law School says that should help plaintiffs' attorneys and Merck to see which cases are most likely to succeed. As for the federal case, Erickson says both sides are eager to see how the U.S. District Court judge conducts the case.
They want to see the substantive rulings, rulings on admissibility of scientific evidence that may favor the plaintiffs or favor Merck.
These rulings could encourage plaintiffs to file more suits or push Merck to consider settling. But Erickson says either way, this litigation's bound to go on for years and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
American Pharmaceuticals, which makes generic hospital drugs, is going to acquire its largest shareholder, American Bioscience. The new company will have a market cap of about $7.5 billion. What's a profit overstatement scandal worth? To the Dutch retailer Ahold, over $1 billion. The world's fourth largest food retailer said today it would pay that out to shareholders. A class action suit was filed here in the U.S. after the company's stock dropped dramatically in the wake of an accounting scandal. Today's the day the FCC says the voice-over IP companies must offer 911 service or else. From the Innovations Desk at WUNC, Marketplace's Janet Babin reports on what this means for the burgeoning services users.
Almost all landline phones link up to 911 centers that automatically track emergency callers and know their callback numbers. With cell phones, the number drops to around 50%, and it's even lower with voice-over IP providers. But after today, the FCC will require VoIPs to provide the 911 service or stop taking on customers. IDC analyst Will Stefaga says the order could be bad for VoIP business, or not.
I know of at least two companies that have said that they've had to sort of stop some of their product development, right? On the other hand, some others have pointed out to me that maybe sort of certifying this and getting the FCC behind it may actually open the service up to mass market adoption.
The FCC was going to force VoIPs to cut off service entirely, but the order was revised earlier this month. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And on Wall Street, in a half day of trading Friday, the Dow closed up 15 to 10,931. The Nasdaq closed up 3 to 2263, and the S&P was up 3 to 1268. You're listening to Marketplace. All those laptops and cell phones and televisions, where do they wind up when nobody's using them anymore? Brian Watt says a gathering convenes today to look for answers.
West Virginia University is hosting Recon 05, an international conference on recycling used electronics, or e-waste. Participants are trying to keep the toxic materials in the gadgets of today out of the soil and water of tomorrow. Dr. John Wheaty runs the university's research corporation. He says the longer the U.S. waits to deal with e-waste, the more costly it will be.
At the current time, there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 50 million tons of end-of-life electronic materials, DVDs and refrigerators and so on, all going into landfills.
Wheaty is working with regional partners to create a center that recycles the glass, plastic, and steel, not just for the good of the environment, but also to create jobs. I'm Brian Watt for Marketplace.
And this is American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with national patient associations to educate and support patients and their families. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by The Economist, The weekly publication of international news with commentary and analysis on world politics, business and finance, technology and the arts, on newsstands and at economist.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. This past weekend was a great one to be a discount chain. Specialty stores didn't fare so well, but early bird shoppers mobbed the Walmarts of the world. I asked Alan Sloan to do the proverbial Monday morning quarterbacking of the kickoff of the holiday shopping season.
Every year, everyone obsesses about how the Christmas shopping season will be. And people go out and buy stuff, and in the end, they figure out how to pay for it. So what matters really is how much stuff people buy, how much money these companies make, because sooner or later, people figure out how to pay their bills.
I thought a lot of people weren't paying their plastic bills.
Yeah, well, you know, the credit card companies, if you get in trouble, they charge you 20 or 24% interest. My sympathy for them is very limited because, in the end, the credit card companies make a ton of money off of credit card sales, and the stores are happy to have credit card sales because it's a lot easier to process than money, and they don't have to take checks, and nobody knows what to do with cash anymore. The fact that people are getting themselves more in debt than they should, well, that happens every year. The real question this year is going to be whether people are going to be so traumatized by their gasoline bills, even though gas is now lower, and by the home heating bills, which are going to be horrendous, that they're not going to spend. But I suspect in the end, people will spend anyway, just not as much as the stores would like, and it will turn out to be a moderately successful Christmas season because that's, in the end, what all the Christmas seasons turn out to be.
How important is the holiday season to the retailers anyway?
Well, it's very important to the general retailers because they get a large portion of their profits really between Thanksgiving and New Year's, or actually now really between Halloween and New Year's. But everybody struggles through. And every year there are the stories, sales are great, sales are not great. People take the Black Friday thing and extrapolate from it. And they're writing these stories actually before the day is even over.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow they miraculously know everything and they extrapolate from part of one day's sales into saying what the holiday season will be. I think people really don't know until fairly early in December how it's going, and that Black Friday, as they call it, is an indicator, but it doesn't necessarily indicate very much.
So basically, we're just all filling airtime and newspaper space during the season when we yap about the whole retail picture as it pertains to the holiday season.
Well, I think that's cruel but reasonably accurate.
Alan Sloan is the Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media. Los Angeles is famous.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.